The Bush administration is expected to ask Congress for a huge increase in funds for rebuilding Iraq. The U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, has been in Washington meeting with top administration officials. He reportedly is seeking another $3 billion. Lawmakers say the initial supplemental appropriation for Iraq is all but spent, and they are increasingly critical of the White House for not providing realistic long-term assessments. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
For months, the Bush administration has sidestepped demands by members of Congress and others that it put a price tag on U.S. operations in Iraq. But in an interview with The Washington Post, published yesterday, U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer warned that Iraq's economic needs are almost impossible to exaggerate. Bremer estimated that reconstruction will require tens of billions of dollars in the next year alone. In April, Congress appropriated $2.5 billion for reconstruction at the administration's request. Republican Congressman Jim Colby of Arizona chairs the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Foreign Operations. He says that money is almost gone.
It's very clear that the amount of money that we appropriated in the last supplemental appropriation is not going to be sufficient to do what has to be done to restore even the basic services. So we're going to need additional funds.
White House spokeswoman Claire Buchanan says the administration is working on a supplemental request but won't go to Congress until it has responsible numbers. A State Department official who asked not to be identified says that Bremer told administration officials this week he needs another $3 billion immediately. One reason for the shortfall is that oil production is still far behind pre-war levels, and the administration had counted on Iraq's oil revenue to cover much of the cost of reconstruction.
There was never a shred of evidence that they'd be able to do that.
Delaware Senator Joseph Biden, ranking Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, speaking today on ABC.
And it just misleads the American people, and they're going to be angry. They're going to be angry if the president doesn't begin to tell the truth about the cost.
Congressman Colby says his subcommittee has asked the White House over and over without success for some real numbers so that Congress can find a way to shore up the operation in Iraq, especially in the critical areas of restoring water and electricity.
I'm frustrated. I can't gild a lily on that one. I'm very frustrated that they haven't been more forthcoming and upfront with us. And I think they erode their support in Congress when they don't tell us what the real costs of this are going to be.
Democrat Richard Durbin of Illinois, who serves on the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee for Foreign Operations, suggests the administration has political reasons for holding back.
I'm afraid they're a little concerned about sticker shock. If they were honest with the American people about the cost of the Iraqi peacekeeping and reconstruction, I believe it would be a very substantial and perhaps overwhelming figure. So they've been careful to try to trickle out information and build a case to soften the blow when the ultimate dollar amount's announced.
Some analysts suggest that the administration may be waiting for more information about possible contributions from other countries. A donors' conference for Iraq is set for October 24th and 25th in Madrid, with a pre-planning meeting in Brussels next week. U.S. costs also could be reduced if more countries would contribute troops and resources for the stabilization effort. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage, in an interview this week with regional newspapers, said the administration is exploring the possibility of a multinational force in Iraq with a U.N. mandate and an American commander. His comment was the first indication that the U.S. might back down on its demand that security in Iraq remain exclusively under Washington's control. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.